Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Tinnitus is one of the fairly common conditions seen by healthcare practitioners for which there is a lack of strong evidence base for treatment. Jonathan Hobson from the Royal Preston Hospital in England describes a new Cochrane review of one of the approaches that has been tried, the use of sound therapy devices.
Tinnitus is described as a condition whereby the sufferer hears noises in their ears that others can't hear. These noises are often described as hissing or whooshing. Tinnitus does not include clicking noises, such as from the jaw joint, nor does it include blood vessel noises that can be heard with a stethoscope. Tinnitus is common, with 10 to 15% of people in Britain and America stating that they suffer from it, and indeed nearly everyone will experience it in a silent room. Only 0.5 to 1% of the population describe severe tinnitus, and this can lead to major depression and even suicide in some. Many different interventions have been tried to control tinnitus because to date there is no effective cure. These interventions have been aimed at reducing a patient's reaction to tinnitus or reducing the tinnitus sensation. Sound therapy devices, also known as masking devices, aim to reduce the tinnitus sensation. They are based on the principle of distraction, and in very broad terms are designed to produce a level of noise that reduces contrast between the patient's tinnitus signal and background noise. This type of masking could be compared to hearing a dripping tap when lying quietly in bed trying to get to sleep, but not hearing the tap if your radio is on in the background. Our review aimed to answer the question, are sound-generating devices beneficial in people with tinnitus? We identified 362 reports of studies that use these devices. However, to minimise the risks of bias from much of this research, we followed the guidance of Cochrane Ear, Nose and Throat Group to limit our work to well-designed, randomised trials, the gold standard of research for testing the effects of any new type of treatment. So after excluding duplicate publications of the same study and research of poor quality, only six trials were eligible for review. The trials were all very different in nature and compared sound therapy devices to a variety of other interventions, such as information, counselling, tinnitus retraining therapy, hearing aids, or no treatment. As well as this variation, the results of the trials were also evaluated by very different outcome scoring scales. However, they all showed that there was no significant difference between sound therapy devices and alternative treatments. One study by Hazel, which was published in 1985, did report that patients subjectively found the sound therapy devices to be useful, with lower levels of tinnitus annoyance when they used it. Our review of the randomised trials done to date does not provide any high-quality evidence that sound therapy devices are better than alternative treatments, but they are probably better than no treatment at all, and certainly no harm or adverse effects have been reported with their use.
To find out more about the types of devices that were tested and what they were compared with, you can find this Cochrane review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.